Hello, and welcome to Kingdom Connection with Jensen Franklin. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. If you enjoy the teaching ministry of Jensen Franklin and would like to enjoy more resources, devotionals, including our weekly updates, we hope you'll visit our website at jensenfranklin.org.
I want to go to 1 Samuel chapter 10, and I want to read one verse of scripture. Verse 3, "Then you shall go on forward from there and come to Terebinth, tree of Tabor. There three men are going up to God at Bethel." They're going to meet with God at Bethel. Bethel means the house of the Lord. "And they'll meet you. One will be carrying three young goats. Another will be carrying three loaves of bread. And another will be carrying a skin or a bottle of wine." And I want to take this scripture and I want to preach a message that I hope that you will get a hold of and remember, because it can set you free. I think sometimes we overcomplicate the gospel and we need some new revelation, some new deep insight, when the truth is we don't even understand what it means to be saved and free. I think the number one weapon that the enemy uses against the believer is condemnation and guilt. There's nothing more that he would love to do than to keep you in guilt and condemnation, feeling unworthy, feeling unaccepted, feeling even especially when you come to the house of God, like you can't really sing and worship God and praise God like you want to because you have a guilty conscience. So this story that I'm going to share today is very important because I think it has a hidden message in it. God told Saul to go to a certain place and he would encounter three men. And notice what he said about them. He said one of the men would be carrying three goats and the other one would be carrying a bottle of wine. Wine speaks of the blood. Jesus said, "This wine represents my blood that'll be shed for you." And then the other man will be carrying three loaves of bread. Bread speaks of the body of Christ, the sacrifice. His body would be offered on the cross. Jesus said at the communion meal, the Last Supper, "This bread represents my body." So you have one carrying the blood. He's focusing on the blood. The other one's focusing on the sacrifice of the body, that Jesus, by his stripes, were healed. He was wounded for our transgressions in his body. He took my sin, my shame. He's focusing on that. And they're all going to the house of the Lord. One's focusing on the blood. He's got a jug of the blood. The other's got three loaves of the body. He's thankful for all that the cross has done. But there's one that's going to the house of the Lord, and he's got three goats. And they're squirming, and the smell of the goats is all over him while he's going to the house of the Lord. I think that those goats speak of sin. They speak of guilt and condemnation, because in the Bible, goats are always in a type of our sin. They represent our sins and the things that we do and have done that are not pleasing to the Lord. Those three goats, I believe, represent three times, the first three times that goats are mentioned in the Old Testament. The first time that goats are mentioned, it's the story of Jacob and how he wanted to steal the birthright from his father, who was old and blind. And he said, "The only way I can steal it is if I pretend to be my older brother Esau, who was a hairy man." The Bible said that Jacob and his mother conspired against the old man, that they would get his blessing. And here's what they did. They fixed a soup and put goat meat in it, your Bible said. And then his mother said, "Now he will know that you're not Esau if you don't go get the skin of that goat that has the hair on it and put it on the back of your neck and put it on your arms and put it on your hands. And when you go in and he's laying on his deathbed, he's going to reach up and he's going to feel behind your neck and he's going to feel on your arms and your hands, because he knows that Esau is supposed to get the blessing. He's the oldest. And if you're not hairy, he won't give you that blessing." And he deceived his father. So the first goat represents the goat of deception. And when you get involved in deception and lies, when you begin to deceive your parents, when you begin to deceive people, when you begin to deceive and lie and pretend to do one thing and you're doing another, there is an aroma that attaches itself to you. And when you go to church and you begin to try to worship in the house of the Lord, it's hard to worship carrying the goat of deception with you. And that goat and that aroma of that goat will never leave you. As a matter of fact, that deception that he played on his own father came back to haunt him because his father-in-law, Laban, deceived him. You remember? He married Leah, thought it was beautiful Rachel, woke up the next morning when he lifted the veil and he was married to the wrong daughter. He got deceived just like he deceived his own father. Jacob was involved in deception. And I'm saying to you, when you get involved in deception, there is a lingering awareness that comes to you when you are lying, when you are deceiving, when you are doing wrong. It's hard to come to God's house and not feel guilt and not feel condemnation. Deception is a very, very condemning thing. I heard the joke about a Texas Ranger who was after a man down south of the border that had robbed a bank. And he finally tracked him down into a bar. And he went into this bar, this Texas Ranger. And he came up behind the man and he pulled out his gun and put it up to his head. And he said, "If you don't tell me where the money is that you robbed from that bank, I'm going to kill you right here, right now," trying to scare the man. And the man said, "No comprendo, I can't speak English. I don't speak English." And the Ranger said, "Is there anybody here that can tell him what I'm saying?" And a man stepped up and he said, "I can." He said, "I speak English and Spanish, and I'll translate." He said, "You tell him, if he doesn't tell me, I'm going to end his life right here." He said that he began to interpret and say to him that he wants to know where you put the money. And the man said, "Please tell him, I am so sorry. Please tell him, I know, I'll tell him exactly where it is." And he told him to go to a certain street, and behind the third tree, the money was buried, and there you'll find it. "And tell him, please don't hurt me. Please don't shoot me. I'm just glad to turn it over to him." And the ranger said, "What did he say?" And the interpreter said, "He said, my name is Juan Perdón. And I am a very brave man, and I am not afraid to die today." That is called deception. And when you deceive and you lie, you may get by with it a little while, but that goat is going to bring an aroma with it that will hinder you in the house of the Lord. And then there's the goat that's found in Genesis 37. It's the goat of jealousy. That one, you can't take the goat of jealousy to the house of the Lord and try to worship. If it's with you, it's going to hinder your hands. You can't get them up and praise God. You'll find a guilty conscience and a heart that condemns you. I thought about how that Joseph's brothers in Genesis 37 saw the coat of many colors on their brother, and they became jealous of him, and they ripped the coat off and threw him in a pit. And the Bible said they took that coat of many colors and they slew a goat, and they dipped the coat in the blood of a goat, and they took it back to their father and said, "Something horrible, an animal has killed Joseph, and you'll never see him again." It was the coat of jealousy. And when that coat of jealousy was dipped in the blood of a goat, it represents the second goat of jealousy. It's hard to get a blessing when you're always jealous of people and envious of people and in strife with people and angry with people. And why don't I get to sing the song? And why do they get to do this? And why does that happen for them and not for me? And jealousy is cruel, and jealousy destroys marriages and destroys lives and destroys people's hearts. And people get jealous of the blessing of God on other people. You shouldn't do that. The Bible said, "Rejoice when people rejoice, and weep when people weep." You know why you rejoice? Because it's their time right now. But if you rejoice, your season is coming too. But so many people get jealous. And then there's one more goat that I want to talk about. The third time the goat is found in the Old Testament is connected to immorality. In Genesis chapter 38, there's a third goat that shows up in the Bible. The first three goats, the first one was a goat of deception, the second one was a goat of jealousy, and the third one was a goat of immorality. Because the Bible said Judah had gone to a foreign town, he had lost his wife, he was lonely, he was in a place far from people who knew him, and he got in a vulnerable moment, he fell to temptation, and he saw a prostitute. He didn't know that it was Tamar, his own daughter-in-law, that had dressed up to deceive him and disguised herself. And the Bible said he went to the prostitute and he said, "I want you to be with me. How much is your price?" And notice what her price was. The scripture said her price, she said, will cost you one goat. It's the goat of sexual immorality. And when you give yourself to sexual immorality, that goat and the aroma of that goat lingers and stays on you. And then when you try to go to the house of the Lord and get in the presence of God and get into the presence of our Lord, if you go and you still have that goat of immorality on you, it will hinder you. It will condemn you. You will feel condemned. You will feel guilty. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants you guilty. He wants you condemned. He wants you focusing on the goats. And some people, they come to church herding their goats. They don't come focusing on the blood. They don't come focusing on the cross. They don't come focusing on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Because here's the bottom line, and you all act real holy, but all three of those goats have showed up in everybody's life in this room at some point in your life. And what we are not called to do is bring those goats to the house of God with us, because there has been a sacrifice for our sins named Jesus. He has shed his blood and died, and we don't have to come to church with guilt and condemnation hitched up to our past, carrying the goat of jealousy, carrying the goat of strife, carrying the goat of immorality, carrying the goat of all of the deception and the deceptive ways that we've been living. We don't have to do that. I want you to know that the fourth time that the goat is found is in the story of Samson. He married a Philistine girl, not a Hebrew girl, a Philistine girl. And anytime a child of God marries a child of the devil, they're going to have trouble with their in-laws. And when he married her, the Bible said that the question was asked, "What is my gift?" And the scripture said that he gave a goat. Anytime you marry an unbeliever, listen to me, young people, anytime you marry an unbeliever, you can register for your gifts at your wedding to be at Macy's or at Target or at Nordstrom's, but you're not going to get those gifts only. You're going to get the gift of a goat, because that is going to bring into your life a smell and an aroma of sin that marriage is not going to be blessed. Because the Bible said, do not be unequally yoked together. All of us have sinned. All of us have failed. Now, here's where I want to be right now. When you sin, the Holy Spirit will come with conviction, but the devil will come with condemnation. And he wants you to pick up the goats of your sin and carry them to the house of the Lord and sit in a service like this and feel guilt and feel shame and feel condemnation and just accept the fact that you'll never measure up and you'll never be good enough. But you have to let the blood of Jesus Christ wash you and cleanse you. I'm not going to carry that goat anymore. I don't have to carry that goat on my journey the rest of my life, and every time I go to the house of God, I have to pick up a bunch of goats and go in. And some of you, we don't have aisles big enough for the herd of goats that you bring every time you come in. You need to exchange that goat for a jug of wine, the blood of Jesus Christ and the body of Christ, and understand that he has paid the price to take your sins away. Hitch those goats up to the hitching post of Calvary and walk away and say, He has forgiven me to remember my sins no more. Everybody take a praise break and praise Him just one moment, that we don't carry the goats of shame, guilt, and condemnation. Take a moment and praise Him for that. Paul said it like this, now therefore, Romans 8:1, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. No condemnation. You have to let the blood of Jesus Christ wash you. I heard somebody tell me this one time, and I thought, that is not right. They said, I know I'm forgiven, but I still have to pay. I know there are consequences to sin. And sometimes the consequences we have to live with. But we don't ever have to pay for our sin again. Because the blood of Jesus Christ did not put down a down payment against our sins, and then you have monthly payments on the same sin every month. The blood of Jesus Christ has completely removed your sin, and you're not paying for your sin anymore. It is finished. He paid it all, and you are forgiven, and you are cleansed, and quit carrying the goats. So many of you are overloaded with goats. It's hard to get away from those goats and forgive yourself sometimes for the bad choices and the stupid things that you did. But God's will for you is not to carry those goats the rest of your life. There's a difference when Jesus comes. He lifts the shame. He lifts the condemnation. The Bible said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And you can't have real joy when you're overloaded with guilt and condemnation. Jesus said, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I don't know if y'all are really hearing what I'm saying this morning, but I believe down to my toes that I am totally free of the goats of the past. They have no power over you or over me. Say, I'm free indeed. The scripture said, whosoever is forgiven much, loves much. In other words, the devil doesn't want you to feel forgiven, because he knows if you feel forgiven, you'll ratchet up your love for God. The more you understand, I really am forgiven, the more it makes you, he who's forgiven much loves much. And so the enemy wants to put shame and guilt and condemnation to put you down, because then you don't really feel in real connected and intimate in love with Jesus. That's what our worship is all about. It's a celebration. It's a party. It's celebrating the fact that I am so forgiven. God has cast my sins in the sea of forgetfulness to remember them no more. And he's put up a no fishing sign and refuses to ever be reminded of our sins. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. And it's time you found a parking place, a hitching post, for all those goats that you're carrying. You need to trade them in. Now here's the big part of this message that I wanted to get to, and the most important part. Three different times there is a repetition of the same verse in the Old Testament about goats. God says it, and it's so important to God that he says it three different times. He says, now you can eat goat if you want to, but he said, when you prepare it, listen to these words, don't seethe. The word seethe means boil or cook. A young goat, the King James says, a kid in his mother's milk. Now, the Jews don't eat milk and dairy products in the same meal because of this scripture to this day. But he didn't say, don't eat beef, don't eat chicken. He said, don't eat goat in his mother's milk. Goats have to do with our old load of sin. Goats have the, he's going to separate in the New Testament the goats from the lambs. And so goats represent our sin, our load of condemnation. Now listen to what he said. He said, you can't cook the young goats in the goat of his mother, in the milk of his mother. No teenager, no child should be cooked in the mistakes of their father or their mother. Some of you have had parents that didn't live for God. Some of you have had dads who were alcoholics and drug addicts. Some of you had moms who were terrible examples and lived an immoral life. But the word of the Lord to you is you don't have to end up being cooked in the milk of your mom or your father or the life that they lived. God said you don't have to end up like them. The problems of the generation before you can't cook you. God said, don't cook the kid in the mama's milk. If you want to live for God, you can live for God. If you want to stand for God, you can stand for God. If you want to be victorious, you can be victorious. And it doesn't matter if anybody in your family ever lived for God. God says, I won't let them cook you in the sins of your family and your mom and your dad and all those crazy people. They don't have to be transferred. You don't have to be an addict. You don't have to be divorced. You don't have to be separated from your children. You don't have to be a bad father just because they were. Mama can't stop you. Daddy can't stop you. Devils can't stop you. Sin can't stop you. Addiction can't stop you, because there's something more powerful than the goats. It's the blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ, and it takes away the sins of the world. Somebody give him praise for the blood in this room this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm here today to announce to you that you don't have to keep the goats. You don't have to be overloaded with goats. But when you come to Jesus, see, and here's the last point of this message, get it. All you read about in the Old Testament is goats, 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 goats. But then you move into the New Testament. And John is standing in the muddy rivers of Jordan. And he says, what the blood of bulls and goats could not do, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. You can trade the goats in for a lamb. And when you leave this place today, you can hitch the goats up at the cross and say, you're not following me, guilt and condemnation. When I go to the house of the Lord, I don't bring the shame of my past, the guilt and the condemnation of my sins. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, what the blood of goats couldn't do, the blood of the Lamb has done. He has taken my sins away.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Kingdom Connection. We hope this has been a blessing in your life, and we'll share this and other great resources with your friends. Visit JensenFranklin.org for new teachings and free podcasts, videos, and blogs. And be sure to connect with us via Twitter @Jensen or Facebook @JensenFranklin. Thanks for listening to the Kingdom Connection Podcast, and have a great week.